About anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. All of Psalm 100. Then looking further in the book of Psalms, Psalm 149, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute the judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. And then Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise him. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with stirrings and flutes. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for the anointing that permeates your word. Thank you for the life and the light that pours into our hearts and our lives as we spend time reading and meditating on your word. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to fill our hearts, our minds, our lives with your word every day. And empower us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word as well. Father, thank you for this world you've created. Thank you for the nations. Lord, we lift up the nations of the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of them. Father, send forth many more laborers into every nation in the name of Jesus, and stir each and every one of us as believers to be your vessels, to be amongst your laborers who are doing what you've called us to do in the work of sharing the gospel and making disciples as well. Pour out your spirit of revival afresh upon us and more empower us to be the church you'd have us to be. We thank you and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. And thank you once again for every nation of the world. Lord, we lift up in a special way the nation of Israel today. And we lift up all the nations in the Middle East. Father, flood them with your mercy, your spirit, and your grace, and send forth many more laborers into Israel and all the other nations of the East more and more. Laborers that would go forth to carry the gospel and more open the eyes and the hearts of the people of Israel and all the nations of the Middle East to see that Jesus is all of our Messiah. He's the Messiah for all of the world. Help us as the church to be about the work of carrying your gospel to a world that desperately needs to hear it. We thank you and we praise you. And Lord, pour out your mercy, grace, and supernatural protection upon Israel. Bless all the nations of the Middle East more and more according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, you tell us how to pray whenever Jesus tells the disciples how to pray. And he says to ask for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Father, I ask for your will to be done here. Father, I know that in heaven there's a lot of worship going on. So if, Father, I ask that that would become more of a focus within your believers today, that we would spend more time in worship and prayer and in praise of you, that we'd spend time coming together just to celebrate your goodness and to proclaim all the good things you have done. Thank you so much, Father, for being a wonderful, loving Father who's given so much for us and who is so full of grace and mercy. In your holy, holy, holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We appreciate each and every person listening today. Just before we bring our guests on, I want to share a passage of scripture that will be very relevant to our guests and the selection that our guest has recently recorded. Reading from the Gospel of John, John chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John, though Jesus himself didn't baptize them. His disciples did. So he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus told her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you, and why you are speaking to, and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." "Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worshiped?" Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father's looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus told her, "I am the Messiah." Verses 1 through 20, 1 through 26, John chapter 4. We are very blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Lydia Prado. She's a young Christian artist, and she's going to be sharing one of her new songs with us today. Lydia, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pastor Joseph?
Oh, real good, real good. grateful that we had a chance to make a connection by email recently and had a chance to hear one of your newest songs. So would you take a moment to further introduce yourself and tell us some about you? And in a few minutes, we're going to get a chance to listen to one of your newest songs.
Yes. Like Pastor Joseph was saying, my name is Lydia Prado. A little bit about me, which will make sense much later in the broadcast, is that I was born and raised in a Christian household. And I have a great testimony. So on my mother's side, my great-grandfather, his name was Antonio Castañeda Nava. He was one of the pioneers of the church organization that I am under. So my lineage actually comes from the Azusa Street Revival. My great-grandfather, he fled Mexico during the Mexican Revolution and landed up at the Azusa Street Revival, and his life was dramatically changed, and his ministry was so impactful, and he started this organization called the Apostolic Assembly of the Faith in Christ Jesus, and it is a Pentecostal organization. And so I have that lineage on my mother's side of the Azusa Street Revival. But then on the other hand, my father was not raised in church, and he has an incredible testimony as well. And my father grew up Catholic, was raised in England, and he went astray in his youth in his faith. And, you know, he, you know, came back to America, and he found himself at a church that my great-grandfather had pioneered, and my dad had a radical conversion and has been on fire for the Lord ever since. And so the reason why I say that is because I grew up having these two worlds, you know, kind of colliding. You know, I know the legacy on my mother's side, you know, born and raised, you know, in the church, but then I also know the power of what the Lord can do to someone like my dad, who, you know, he was so lost, and, you know, when he found Jesus, he was just forever changed. And so that definitely, you know, was such a huge thing in my childhood to know that, you know, I'm so blessed to be in a Christian household, you know, where, you know, the Lord was so emphasized. And so I was actually homeschooled all of my life. So for anybody who knows what homeschooling is, you know, you are taught your school at home, but also because of homeschooling, my parents sacrificed so much, but my musical influences were also a huge deal. So music was my hobby. And I began to sing at the age of 3 years old, and I began to sing at my local church at the age of 12. And I gave my life to Christ at the age of 12, which is a very young age. And, you know, I just fully surrendered my heart to the Lord when I gave my life to him. And, you know, from that point on, my life was forever changed. And so my parents currently pastor a church here in Northern California. And I grew up under my dad's ministry from the age of 12 until 21 when I got married. And so I've been married since 2019 to my husband, Tim. And we serve as music directors at our local church. And our local church is located in East Palo Alto, so in the Bay Area. And it's called East Palo Alto Apostolic Church, and we serve there under the leadership of my father-in-law, Bishop Joe Prado. Also, I forgot to mention, I'm the oldest of five children. Mm-hmm. There are four girls and one boy. So my life is just full of love, and I've really seen the Lord work in my life in such a dramatic way.
I'm going to jump in.
That's just a little bit about me.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to listen to your selection entitled Living Water, and we'll give you a chance to share a little bit about it as well. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Lydia Prado, a young Christian artist, recording artist. We'll be right back.
If you ever get weary, come to the stage. Jesus. So come and see how I've been changed, yeah.
Song entitled Living Water by Lydia Prado. Lydia, thanks again for sharing that selection with us. Before we dive into you sharing about the song and the journey to your writing the song, would you take a moment to pray for the Lord to really, that each listener would receive what the Lord would have them to receive through the broadcast today?
Amen. So let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, God, we come before you, God. Lord, we are just so thankful for this time, God, to share the good news, God, that you are the living water and that when we drink, God, from your well, that we will never thirst again. And so, Lord, I pray for each listener right now that they just feel your Holy Spirit, God, wherever they are, and God, and that you penetrate their heart, like what the word says, like a two-edged sword, God, and that, God, you just convict people, God, of this message, God, of to reach the lost and to reach the nations. And so, Lord, I pray blessings on every single listener right now, that they just feel your Holy Spirit, and throughout the rest of their day, that they be reminded of your goodness and your love and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, Lydia, tell us about the writing of this song and the message behind the song as well.
Amen. Yes. So how this song came to be is not your normal conventional way that songs are written, I would say. So our church has been in revival and has seen such a transformation in our community. But how we got there was towards the end of the year last year, so end of 2023, My father-in-law, like I had mentioned earlier, we serve under his ministry. The Lord gave him a vision and spoke to him very clearly about what the vision was going to be for 2024, and that was to reach the lost and to gather all of those who still need to hear about the good news of Jesus. And so he gave, so the Lord gave clear direction to him. And what this vision was we were going to close down our church for 40 days and go out into our community and be the church in our community. And so the vision was we're going to hold three services in the parks where we hand out, you know, food, and we just have a church service. And, you know, to get outside of the four walls of the building is, you know, not your normal, what, you know, what churches normally do is close your church, right? But the Lord just gave a very clear vision. And so this vision was shared with us at a meeting one night, in a leadership meeting. And my husband, Tim, and I, we were so impacted. And we began to talk, you know, about, okay, how can we go out in our community and actually share, you know, how to encounter Jesus? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, they know religion and they know, you know, church, but they don't know Jesus. And so my husband and I, we just began to have this conversation. And during this conversation, we really felt the Lord step into where we were. And we just began to write this song. And it, and the Lord led us to John 4, which is the passage that you read earlier. And that is how the song came about. Was this purely from this vision that the Lord had given our pastor. And ever since we have started that vision, our church has been in revival, and we have seen such a transformation in our community, and we are just so thankful for the work that the Lord is doing. And so we wrote this song. My husband, Tim, you know, he's a producer, and so he put this song together. And the Lord had opened up an opportunity for us to partner with a record label. Mm-hmm. And God's hand has been all over this. And we're currently writing more songs. And so this is the debut of the first of many songs that will be released.
Okay. So you wrote the song and you wrote the music as well, then. Is that right?
Correct, yes, along with my husband, Tim. So my husband, Tim, he's a huge part of this. I wouldn't have been able to do this without him and mm-hmm. the Lord, of course. But we co-wrote the song together, and then my husband, Tim, did the music.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate you sharing the backstory behind that, and very powerful testimonial of the wisdom of your pastor to do, as you mentioned, to get outside the four walls of the church building, to go out into the community, to share the gospel, to touch the community with the love and of the message of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, the reality is all of us are called to be involved in the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship. How important it is that we as believers really take that serious. Lydia, would you pray for mm-hmm. listeners that God would anoint them with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship, and that they would have a desire and a passion that the Lord would want them to have for the work of evangelism and discipleship.
Amen, yes. Father God, we come before you, Lord, and I just pray, God, for every single listener. God, I pray, God, that you would put a conviction in them and a burden, God, to reach the lost. And like Pastor Joseph said, God, anoint them with the spirit of passion for evangelism and to reach souls, God. Because the harvest is plenty, God, but the laborers are few. And so, God, I pray, God, that conviction and passion and burden would come over every single listener, God, to go outside of the comfortable, to go outside of the conventional, and to reach those who are in need of you, in need of a Savior. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that this podcast, you know, lay on fertile ground, God, that the hearts of your people, God, the soil would be fertile, God, and that these seeds would grow, God, into evangelists and to pastors and to ministers and to worship leaders. And God, I pray for every single person who is in ministry who may be impacted by this broadcast. And God, I pray, God, that you would light a fire in them, a fire bigger than ever before, God, because we are in the last days, and we and the Bible says that in the last days that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh. And so, Lord, I pray blessings, God, upon each and every single one of these listeners, God, that you would anoint them, God, with the spirit of evangelism to reach the lost, because we want to see everyone saved in heaven. And so, God, I pray for every single one of these listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I do thank you for the church. Thank you for the privilege we have of being a part of your church, the family of God. And thank you for the wonderful opportunity to share with the world the greatest news that they can possibly hear, the news that Jesus Christ came to the world, lived and died on the cross and made a way for them to be saved. Lord, more and more help us to recognize, Lord, that you told us that, again, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. How important it is that we shine for you wherever we go, in our homes, on our jobs, in school, in the community. Help us to know, Lord, that we may very well encounter unsaved people all over the place. Help us to never be indifferent to the lost. Help us to never be in a place where we have no concern for those persons that are on their way to an eternal hell. Stir us, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would cause us more and more to be passionate to the point where, yes, we'll carry gospel tracts with us wherever we go. Yes, we'll be prepared to share the gospel in the grocery store or wherever we may find ourselves. And yes, we're prepared to share our testimony as you lead us to in a given context. Help us to never be ashamed. Help us to never be timid or fearful, but help us to be bold about sharing the most wonderful news in the world, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, empower us to be faithful doing the work of discipleship as well, helping people to come to know Christ and to grow up in Christ. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Lydia, can you tell us, how would you like for listeners to pray for you as a young Christian artist on your journey following the Lord as you do?
Amen. Wow. I mean, the only thing I can say is prayer is so powerful, and just, you know, praying that the Lord, you know, anoints our minds and our lips, and that each time we go into a song, a writing session, that the Lord just be with us and that the Lord just speak to us. And so that would mean the world.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say one more prayer for you in your work as well. Father, thank you for Lydia, and thank you for her husband, and thank you for the music ministry you've called them to. Father, anoint them with a fresh anointing that would help them to be very effective and fruitful when it comes to both writing songs and recording them as well. Lord, set them on fire of your Holy Spirit and cause them to burn with your Holy Spirit in such a way, Lord, that as they write songs, as they record songs, as they write music, as they share music, as they sing, whether it's in a church setting or in a public setting or any other setting, Lord, cause your spirit to burn on them in such a way that people would see Jesus in them and they would hear the message of the gospel through their words, their actions, their attitude, through their entire beings. Cause this fire to burn upon them in such a way that Jesus is just shining so brightly through every aspect of their being. Use them more and more for your glory. Thank you for them and many others who are called to do the same kind of work. Bless them and the rest. Indeed, expand each of their territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Lydia, if someone wants to get in touch with you, or if they'd like to be able to get a copy of the song in some form, how could they do that?
So they can follow me on Instagram. That is probably the fastest way to get a hold of me. So my username is Lydia Prado, but I'll spell out my username. So it's L-Y-D-I-A P-R-A-D, and then with a number 0 instead of the letter O. Or they can find me on YouTube under Lydia Prado, and they can leave a comment on my video that I have. It's the official lyric video, and then I can get in touch with them there. And they can, so all of my updates will be on Instagram.
Okay. Now, are there other songs you've recorded that people could get as well?
So this is my first like debut single, but I will be posting hopefully covers and other songs that I'm featured on my YouTube. So YouTube and Instagram would be the most effective ways.
All right. And share with us one more time the name of your church family as well again.
Yes. So the name of my church family is East Palo Alto Apostolic Church, and we're located in the city of East Palo Alto, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area.
All right. So if someone listening wants to come visit that church, then they'd be able to come as well then, right?
Yes. And our Instagram is EPA Church. So they can also check us out there. We have all of our service times in our bio.
All right. Well, Lydia, keep up the great work as you continue to follow and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, again, thank you for Lydia, and thank you for her husband. Thank you for their church family. Father, anoint their church family with a fresh anointing. Thank you for a church that is seeking to do, as she mentioned, going outside the four walls of the church to carry the gospel to the world. Stir the church as a whole more and more to do just that, to follow your Holy Spirit in the way you'd have us to minister the gospel to the world that desperately needs to hear. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lydia, thanks for the great work you're doing. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. I appreciate you having me.
All right. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Your name that tears down walls, and every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight, that every wrong would be made right. There is power in this room. Oh, I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. There's life where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Music from Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Thank you, Lord, once again for us as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation. And Lord, thank you for not only the church and we a nation. Lord, we lift up also Israel and the nations in the Middle East as well. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us. Lord, thank you for us all, Lord. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us, Lord. Help each and every one of us, Father, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, again, for all the persons we've prayed for today. And thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us. Father, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare, from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest in the first two segments, once again, was Lydia Prado, a young Christian recording artist, with a beautiful song that we shared entitled Living Water. And, you know, I want to say in relation to some of what Lydia shared and the powerful testimony she shared about her church as well, the outreach project they were involved with, keep in mind, being involved in the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship, it's a responsibility that God places upon every believer in the world, but at the same time, it's an exciting privilege. What a privilege it is to be a vessel God can reach through to help draw someone off the road to hell on the road to heaven. What an exciting thing to realize that God literally can use one person to help bring hundreds, thousands, and even millions of people to Christ as we simply make ourselves to be available vessels. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would cause us to have a passion and a longing to be used mightily to help draw many to you and to help many to grow up in their faith as well. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we often do, I want to share with you, we'll see how our time runs on, one or two articles that are both of them are also gospel tracts, you could say. There are articles that are also gospel tracts, tools you can use to forward and share with others by way of email or to make hard copies of to share with others in order to share the gospel with them as well. The first article is entitled, Jesus is the Answer. And just for time reasons, we'll be sharing the article and, again, my email to get a copy, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. This one, again, is entitled, Jesus is the Answer. The title of the well-beloved classic song by Andre Crouch is very accurate. Jesus Christ is the answer to the longings of the human heart. Receiving Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives is the key to a truly meaningful life. It has always been and will always be true. Jesus Christ stands as the answer to all of the world's problems, and he is the answer to the emptiness in the hearts of people all over the world. The story is told of a man who, when drafted into the army, picked up this very strange habit. He would walk around inside and outside the barracks, and every time he'd see a piece of paper, he'd pick it up and read it and say out loud, "That's not it. That's just not it." After a few weeks of seeing this strange habit, the company commander calls the private into his office and said, "Private, what's your problem?" The young soldier responded, "Sir, I don't have a problem." The commander then asked, "Well, what is it that you're looking for when you're looking at all these pieces of paper and reading them?" "Well, sir, I don't know what I'm looking for, but every time I find and read each of these pieces of paper I come across, I realize that's not what I'm looking for." The company commander questions him a little further and then lets him leave. The young private continues his strange habit for a few more weeks, and finally the company commander had had enough. He called the strange soldier into his office, and then he said to the young man, "Sorry, son, I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go. The army can't afford to keep soldiers like you. If we had an army full of soldiers like you, we'd have a messed up army. We're just going to have to let you go." The commander pulled out of his drawer some papers that said "discharge" across the top, signed them, and handed them to the young man. The soldier took one look at the papers, then yelled at the top of his lungs, "That's it! That's it!" The moment he realized that he received the papers that told him he could get out of the army, he realized that's what he'd been looking for all the time. Well, you know, we live in a world where many people are looking for something, and many times they don't even know what they're looking for. Often they're looking for meaning and fulfillment and just can't seem to find it. Many look for these things, these kinds of things, in the wrong relationships, and some look for them through a bottle or through the end of a needle. Some look for fulfillment in thrills and excitement from things that they pay to do or to see. But time and time again, when these same individuals make the step to invite Jesus Christ into their heart as Lord and Savior and are born again, something on the inside of them cries out with all of its might, "That's it! That's it! Jesus Christ is what I've been looking for all the time." If you find yourself searching for meaning, fulfillment, purpose, and direction in your life, and you've looked and looked but just haven't found it, what you're looking for is found in Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all of life's issues and questions. Would you take the step to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Then the next article is one we've shared before, and actually, I'll tell you what, for time reasons, we won't get to share it entirely. I'm going to share a portion of it, but it is a letter that, it once again, is a gospel track. It's entitled, "A Letter from Heaven, A Letter from Hell." Again, we'll get to share at least a portion of it, but if you'd like to get a copy, simply email me at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, "A Letter from Heaven, A Letter from Hell. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." 2 Timothy 4:5. Then Luke 16:27-28. Then the rich man said, "Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers and I want him to warn them so that they don't end up in this place of torment." The following are two letters sent, as if these two young men had the unique opportunity to send a letter back to their living parents after their lives came to an end on this earth. "Dear Dad and Mom, it's me, Jack, and I just wanted to share my experience after life ended on earth for me. After I took my last breath, lying on that hospital bed, I felt myself rise up. I saw you both as you started to cry. I wanted so much to comfort you and tell you that all of a sudden, I didn't hurt anymore. I wanted to let you know that I felt fine. But as I stood up, I noticed that my body was still lying in the bed, not moving. But I felt great. I was completely healed and well. All of a sudden, two very tall, beautiful angels walked into the room. Each one took me by the arm and whisked me away. We went right through the roof of the hospital, flew at an extremely fast speed, into the sky and then through space, and very quickly we passed through the gates of heaven. Dad and Mom, I wish you both could see this place. It's so beautiful. I don't have words to describe how beautiful it is. Everything is so bright and pretty. The streets really are made out of pure gold. The houses and other buildings are stunning to look at, and everyone here is so happy. The whole place is awesome, bright and glorious. Then very soon, my escorting angel told me, he's coming, he's coming. As I looked, there walking up to me was Jesus. Oh, he was so gloriously beautiful and wonderful to see. He came up and gave me a big embrace, and it felt like I was covered with love and grace. I'm so thankful to the Lord for saving me. I'm thankful that I committed my life to the Lord and served him when I was alive. Praise God. Suddenly, I thought to myself, I wish I had told so many more people about Jesus and how to be saved. I wouldn't want anyone to miss him or miss living in this wonderful place called heaven. Love in Christ, Jack. For time reasons, we're going to end that portion. That's not the entire letter. That's not the entire article. That's just the first portion of it. But again, the title is A Letter from Heaven, A Letter from Hell. If you'd like to get copies of this article or the other, simply email me at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. If you are listening today and you know you've never accepted, you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day, a great day to be saved. If you would like to make that step in your life, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now and give your life to Jesus Christ? I hope you will. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us so we can share with you literature that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please be sure and email us again, joseph@afr.net. And again, if you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles that we shared, the first article entitled Jesus is the Answer, and the second article is entitled A Letter from Heaven, A Letter from Hell, we'd be glad to get it to you. Both of them are great evangelism and discipleship tools. We'll be glad to get them to you again. The email joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.